Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke's crazy.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Brian! Bad guys of the galaxy, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke Bryan's!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that! You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Good afternoon and welcome to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but we got Evan on the board, and you fine listeners on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. You are listening to Dueling Tangents on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. WTTN 1580 AM here in Madison, broadcasting live from the Solidarity Realty Studios on Madison's Near West Side. You're also listening to the program on locally grown radio. That's 97.5 FM WFHR 1320 AM out of Wisconsin Rapids. On the Shaw, 101 FM WAUK 540 AM out of Waukesha. And Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM 1230 AM out of Wausau, Wisconsin. So, Evan, how you doing this afternoon, buddy?
Oh, it's so hot. Oh,
what?
So hot.
Why are you complaining about the heat, man?
I don't have air conditioning in my car.
That's it.
No, I'm doing well, man.
Windows down, then.
Doing well?
Get a nice breeze.
Bright outside. It's a black car. It's parked in the sun.
You got to find a different place to park it then, too.
Yeah, I do. But it's a fine day in Wisconsin.
Yeah, man. I'm just going to say, I'm not going to complain about the heat because the days are getting shorter.
It's dark when I leave here.
Fall is going to be here before we know it. I hate to say that. I enjoy it. I was playing volleyball last night, and it's like the perfect temperature right now for volleyball in the evenings because it's still pretty warm, but it's not so hot that it's disgustingly hot.
You know, the sand is absorbed. Some of that solar energy, you know?
Yeah, and then my body absorbs some of the sand, so it's always an interesting dust-off period before you know you get back in the car, and then there's still a patch on my forearm right here as I, like, sat down in the car, and I, like, accidentally brushed it, and I was there's
everywhere.
Sand all over my car now
because
I missed
everywhere.
That spot. But we go on tangents here. If you want to join the show, 844-967-2789. You can call or text that number. You can also follow the show on Twitter at Dueling Tangents. Or you can choose to go follow the show, the stations on Facebook and Twitter at all of their respective handles. So go check them out on social media. Give us a follow. Stay tuned and interact with us because we'll read tweets and we keep an eye on all of that stuff, folks. So we got some Wisconsin headlines that we are going to get into. Yesterday, there was new Marquette University Law School polling. We're going to touch base a little bit on that. And yesterday, as I was getting on the air, there was a breaking story about an update in the Gable mess. So we know a little bit more of the details now. It's not just being dropped on the wire. It's more written up and reported on. So we can talk a little bit more about that as well. And then I'm going to dive into some stories, you know, of what's going on in the state of Wisconsin and some of the things that are not being addressed by our state government because the Republican legislature is on a 10-month paid vacation and choosing not to go into legislative session from the beginning of March until the end of the year. We're not going to see legislative action to address the problems that Wisconsinites are facing, Republicans and Democrats alike, but Wisconsinites are facing these problems, and their legislature is not going to come back into session until the soonest, like January 3rd or 4th, I forget what the first Monday of January is next year, but the Republicans right now are saying those are 2023 problems. We're not going to address those problems now. So we're going to dive into some of those stories as well. But first off, I want to lead off with an update on that Gable mess saga because...
Which, by the way, excellent hashtag. I mean,
it's
just
a
masterclass. Oh, it's good.
I wish I could say it was mine. It's not. Definitely seen it on social media before.
Fair.
So I'm not going to claim credit for it, but I think it does perfectly... It describes what Michael Gableman is and the work that he has done here for the last 14 months. Because we had a few of the quotes out of Judge Frank Remington here in Dane County yesterday as we were on the air. This story was breaking. And so I got to read some of those quotes yesterday. If you missed any portion of that show, you can go check out the podcast at devilradio927.com. You can also go to civicmedia.us and see a full list of all of the podcasts there for the Civic Media Podcast Library. But I got to share some of those quotes, and now we know a little bit more. We also know that Wisconsinites are going to be fined $24,000 in this one specific lawsuit for the actions of the Office of the Special Counsel and Michael Gableman. And Michael Gableman's not going to pick up that tab. He's not. It's going to be Wisconsin taxpayers that are responsible to pay that $24,000 in penalties for 12 days that it took for the Office of the Special Counsel to satisfy conditions that Judge Frank Remington put out. And so this is the headline over at the Wisconsin State Journal, written up by Mitchell Schmidt. Dane County judge rules Michael Gableman no longer in contempt, but kicks out of state lawyers from the case. So that was the overarching headline news yesterday, is the attorneys representing Michael Gableman in these lawsuits no longer allowed to represent the Office of Special Counsel here in the state of Wisconsin for the Assembly Republicans. And Remington was, he did not mince words. He did not hold back. He had a number of scathing quotes talking about how the investigation, shoot, Evan said the I word.
You've been doing great, too. You've been doing such a good job.
I was reading it in the story, and I didn't.
You know what, though?
I didn't think second nature.
That's referential. I think you're off the hook. I think you're off the hook for this one.
I blame the reporter, because some of them are still calling it an investigation. I like to see investigation in quotes.
At least.
And that's hard to convey over radio. I can't do the air quotes in front of my words.
Well, you can, and I'll just tell you. I'll let the people know. Scare quotes.
There you go. Evan's going to narrate the scare quotes. But there was effectively no work done. Michael Gableman accomplished nothing, because in these open records requests, nothing was produced. Not because they were dragging they did drag their feet. Michael Gableman was found in contempt of the court for 12 days because he dragged his feet and he didn't want to show what was there. And essentially, what this lawsuit shows now is for 4 months, from August to December of last year, 2021, Michael Gableman and his office sent back and forth emails of stories of reporting and hearsay on allegations of fraud without really investigating any fraud. They were relying on other people, reporters and other offices looking into this. So they themselves were not doing any work, any original work. And then they sent back each other drafts of speeches that Michael Gableman could go give. That's what taxpayers were paying, roughly $11,000 a month for Gableman, and another close to $50,000, I believe, a month in other salaries for individuals that were working in the Office of the Special Counsel. So not only do we get stuck with a $24,000 bill for the contempt of court charge that Michael Gableman received for dragging his feet and not handing over these documents that showed that nothing was done, it accomplished nothing in those 4 months from August to December of last year. We were also that entire time paying the guy to not do any of this work. There was understanding by a lot of people trying to seek these records that Michael Gableman wasn't doing anything. It was a charade. And for all of those months last year, the media outlets in the state of Wisconsin called it the I word. Some of them still are to this day. They'll call it a review. They give it euphemisms and give it authentication of actually doing something and going out and trying to find this. And that is why we have so many people here in the state of Wisconsin and around the country that believe this big lie, believe that the 2020 election was stolen. It shows up in yesterday's Marquette University Law School polling, where you still see Republican voters in the state of Wisconsin not believing in the results of the 2020 election. It is insane that this was allowed to go on for 14 months. And the lack of work product, again, is it's important to point out, is not what brought this to an end. What brought Gableman's work here in the state of Wisconsin to an end was the fact that he flew too close to the sun. He endorsed Robin Voss's primary opponent and got on the wrong side of politics for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. That is the only reason this is still not going on and being vigorously defended by private right-wing attorneys that can no longer represent the Office of the Special Counsel, and Michael Gableman has been fired. So James Bopp, one of the several attorneys that were being that was being employed to represent the Office of the Special Counsel, green-lighted by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, was being paid $450 an hour. That was one of the lawyers that represented Gableman on this lawsuit, this one specific lawsuit. And so those are all the legal fees that we also are still going to come to the Wisconsin taxpayers. All of those bills are still being sent. There are still other open lawsuits here in the state of Wisconsin, in Dane County and elsewhere, that Michael Gableman was fumbling through the charade. And we are still going to have to hear about this guy for the coming weeks and months because he was allowed to run rampant for 14 months, undermining the election integrity in the state of Wisconsin and producing individuals like Harry Waite. And now Harry Waite is Robin Voss's next problem because Harry Waite is contesting the Racine County election results from last Tuesday. We're going to dive into a little bit more on that, as well as some updates about the Marquette University Law School polling. And like I said, some of the issues that are not being addressed right now by the Wisconsin Republican-led legislature, because they're on a 10-month vacation. But Wisconsinites are still facing problems that they are looking for their government to help solve. Folks, you're listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. No Brian this afternoon, but got Evan on the board and you on the phone lines. 844-967-2789. You're listening on Devil Radio 92.7, the Shaw 101 FM, Bull Falls Radio, and locally grown radio. I'll be right back.